just said before Adam that Shematzel Atom Hashematoichoy Milatamei, that the person swallows this novella. The locher of the tumor does not go out from him. The blue helps that the tumor he has inside him does not shoot out upwards. If so, Einabdin, isn't it a swerve to send him a kabuchim from Klicheris? Shematzel Atohir Hashematoichoy. That if you have something you ate, or if you swallowed a ring that's tor, and later you go into an Erl HaMeis, that since it's inside your body, it's master, the tumor does not go in. Like Madaka Kli Cheres could protect what's inside, the tumor does not get into it. It can't protect what goes out, so an Odom that protects that it can't go out, Shito protects that tumor cannot come into it. So Mara says, no, there's a Pirchon is Kabuchayma. I tell you, Mala Kli Cheres, Shekeneni Metama Negaboi. The Kli Cheres is different. The Kli Cheres has a special kula. It's not Makabal Tumah from the outside, only from the inside of it. But Siyama B'yod, the Muslim is different. Shematama Megaboy. That a person could be Metama from the inside Megaboy. Or from the outside. If something touches the outside of a person, it does become Tame. So the Khuri, there's no Kabbalah that's pure from the Kabbalah Chayma. Smara still says no. Anan Megaboy Kamrinon. Are we learning out from the outside of a person? We're not talking about the maga of the outside of a person over here. We're talking about mitzvah kamrinan. We're talking about the inside of a person. We're talking about blue over here. Sa'ad rabba. In this punk, klicheres chomor. Shekein metama me'aviroi. If anything, klicheres has a chumra to it. Then we're talking about being become tummy from inside it. A klicheres is metama me'aviroi. If the tumor just goes into the avir, the space, the air space of the klicheres, even though it doesn't even touch it, still it's makabal tumor. Therefore, we have this good kabuchayma that if an odom could protect the tumor from inside, does not go out, sheep that protects that the tumor does not come into it. So Morris says, very good. Ashkechon so far, belua, dilamalo, that you swallow food or you have something went down your mouth and it's inside your body, so your body protects it, the tumor does not go in, the tumor does not go out. But belua, dilamata minolan, how do you know somebody puts it in from his bottom? Puts it into the bottom of his body. Puts it in through the So Lamato, how do we know that there also, once it's inside the body, that both the tumor does not come out and the tumor does not go into it to metamorit? So we're stuck in the kabuchayma. Oma lamalamadak, when you put the food through your mouth. Shena ois ichla doesn't get rotted, doesn't get finished right away. It has to go through the whole digestive tract. Only at the bottom does it get digested completely. Still matzel, that it matzel, the tumor does not go out. If so, Lamato, when you have something in the bottom of your intestines, all the way in the bottom there, that's where the food is really eaten up completely. Einadin, isn't it a swear to say shematzel? That for sure there it should be matzel, it should protect it, that again the tumor doesn't go out, tumor doesn't come in. Someone says no, but klum monashach, it only gets digested on the bottom because it went through the whole tract, because it started up on top through the mouth and went all the way down. But the chur just putting it into the bottom there, the chur that alone does not make an ichel. Gemara still says no. Even so, ichod lamata rav. Still, lamais on the bottom there. That's the mukum where it does get digested. It's what come out of the waste. Rashi says ichod lamata rav. Pepeh, it's more on the bottom than the peh, because pepeh ain't a masachal kokach at shiro lamata. Still, the ichod digestive system is on the bottom in the intestines. So therefore, there's the biggest word to say when it goes through the bottom. That's also the same malocha like lamalo, that it would protect if the tumor does not go in and the tumor would not go out. Davimor says, Ashkechom, we found so far, blue the yodom. Nechlami, if a person swallows the nevelom, so the tumor doesn't go out, and who adin, he'll protect, the tumor does not come into him. But blue the behemoth minolon, how do you know if a behemoth swallows a food that's tummy, or the behemoth swallows something that's tor, that it remains tor? How do you know by behemoth also? That the Gemara says, Kal b'choyma. Uma odom shematama mechayim. Maduch a person. That is mekabel tumi mechayim. If he touches a mace or not, a tumi becomes tumi. Still matzel bebluam. What goes inside the person remains tor, or else the tumi does not go out of him. If so, behema, a behema. Sheinu matama mechayim. Kol zman a behema is alive. It's never mekabel tumi. You can't have a behema that has tumor on it. If so, Einadin, isn't it a swerve to say, Shetatzel bebelua, there should also be matzo, what goes inside it, the tumor of it does not come out, and what did, if it goes in his tor, tumor does not go into him at tamrit. Smurah says, no, ma li yodim and odim is different, shekein sorach, shiyu beisam anugam. Lochiz, if an odim goes into a house that has a neger inside there, So when is the clothing that he's wearing tamei? Only if he waits there, like Lusum say, he has to wait there a shear, and it takes him to the pras of bread. Mashen came to Yama by Behema, by Behema, it's not that way. She had a Tzricha Shiva by Samanuga. By Behema, as soon as he walks into the Beis Samanuga, a house that has a Nega, the Behema, or the Kalem on top of the Behema, becomes Tummy right away. So you see, Behema is more Olu Lekabotumma. Samar says, no. Behema, that's what you're telling me. Behema, Deina Tzricha Shiva by Samanuga, Lemahi Chasam. For what type of things are we talking about? For the Behema itself to become Tummy that we just said no. Because the man of Behemoth is alive, it doesn't become Tamei. So the Mai Hilchasud, you say if a Behemoth goes into a house that has a Nega, that the Behemoth becomes Tamei, it means the Kalim Shagaba. The Kalim, that not that he's wearing, because usually an animal doesn't wear clothing, means that it has a bundle of clothing on top of him. So that bundle becomes Tamei right away as soon as it goes into the base of Manuga. If so, Odim Nami, the same law applies by Nodim also. Loi Boy also doesn't have to wait until it becomes Tamei. And we'll soon see, the only time another man has to wait, that's if he's wearing clothing. The suit that he's wearing, that only becomes tamei when he walks into this bayit that has a nega, if he waits there a while. But if he's carrying something on top of him, that becomes tamei right away. The Tanakh was learned like this. Gemara in Brachos, ha nichnas lebeis hamnuga, if a man walks into a house that has a nega in that house. The kelev al kseifov, if he's carrying something on his shoulders. The sandol lebetabos of the yod, if he's holding his shoes or a ring. So who v'hein t'mei miyad? They become tummy right away. As long as he's not wearing them, he's holding them, carrying them, they become tummy right away, just like Ben-Odim comes in, just like a Behema comes in with the Kalim. But the only Yechilin Ben-Odim is, what's going to be, how you love his Kalim, let's say he was wearing his suit, the Sandola Baragav is wearing his shoe, the Tabasa Besfar, he was wearing his ring, then the Loch Rezut t'mei miyad, the Odim himself becomes tummy right away, as soon as he comes into this house. But for him, this clothing that he's wearing, or whatever he's wearing, that's Torim, Achi Yishoy Bechte Achilles Pras, until he stays there in the Beis Hamanuga, how long it takes him to eat on Achilles Pras, a half of a loaf of bread, and this is Pas Chitim, a bread made out of wheat, V'loi Pasarim, not a bread made out of barley. Mesav, how long it takes him to eat it? Lying down, V'yoichob lifted, eats it when he's dipping into other food. Kids, it's pretty easy that way. Rashi says, Pras, that chatzi, kikosh, ervin, shumosin, shtei sudas. Vushmeine beitzim. So chatzi of that is teat four beitzim. How long it takes you to eat the size of four eggs worth of this wheat bread when you're eating it lying down and belifting with some other dish to dip it into. Now, Omar Rava. Rava says, Tavayu taninon. Both of these two lochas we just said, we learned, there are mishnahs, we learned the mishnahs, like we learned the mishnahs and Tuma blua tanina. We learned the law of a tuma blua. If it's inside you, the tuma does not go out. And tara blua, the same thing. If you swallow something that's tara, that it doesn't become tummy. Also, we learned tanina. How do we learn these things? The Mishnah Mikvoyes that says tuma blua tanina. We learn like this: bola tabas tameya. Somebody swallows a ring that's tummy. Toivel v'yoicha b'trumasi. He has a right to go to the mikvah. Then he can eat truma. And we don't say the tumma the ring inside him is matam him. What's going to be he called? Let's say he vomits off the ring. Then tamei, then the ring is tumma. It's matam him also. You see clearly that kol zman it's inside him. The tumma does not come out. Now Torah blue had another locha. If you swallow something that's Torah, it remains Torah. Also tinnin. Also we learn the Mishnah Mikvoyes. It's not learn like this. What's going to be bola tabos Torah? Somebody swallows a Torah dicker ring. Then he goes into an oil that a mace is there. And the person becomes tummy because he's inside the oil mace, he has too much mace on him. And therefore, all that's come tor, the he's of the shon of a tovel. They spritz on him from the mechatis, the third day and the seventh day. Then he goes to the mikvah. And so he's tor. And then later, the kiyoi, then later he swallows it out, this ring. So the ring is also still tor. You see clearly, this ring never became tummy. Because if the ring would have become tamei, then the tefillah was no good because it's not called the ring was in the mikvah. So here you have a raya clearly both ways that the tumah blua and Torah blua. So what's the chiddush? So Mura says yes. Ki kama rab, when did Rabbi say the chiddush? We're going shabola shtei tabos. We swallow two rings. Achas tamei v'yachas toiron. One ring was tamei, one ring was tor. And the chiddush is the loy mitam la Torah that the tumah take a ring. even though inside the body it touches the Torah Dikar ring, the Torah Dikar ring does not become Tomei. Since it's only inside the body, inside Glua, that's the Chiddush, that nothing becomes Tomei inside. That was the Chiddush of Rabba. Just to say that the Tumah does not come out, the Tumah does not go in, those are Mishnayisin. But after the Gemara started off, Amar Rabba, that Hashem Shetumah Blue Einim Etama, Kach Torah Blue Einim Etama, that was his Chiddush. Now, case of a person swallowed two rings, a Tomadik and a Torahdika, the mice of the Torah still remains Torah, does not become Tomei inside. Now the Gemara is not enough. I in days of Aleph, the Gemara says on top, I will Uba v'chaya the Kishteta boys dummy, the din of our Mishnah, that if a woman